Our thanks to Brian Sexton. Our thanks to Don Banks. Let's go to the phone line again and welcome in our final guest of the day, Jaguars defensive lineman. Speaking of the Dolphins, former Dolphin, Jared Odrick is with us. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm on the roof of my gym, and we're getting ready to pump out arms.
That sounds like quite a day for you.
It's my everyday life. I mean, it'd be quite a day for you.
That's very, very true. This is an everyday occurrence for you. This is all you're doing right now, lifting weights, right? Getting ready for the off-season program, I guess.
Yeah, today was the first day I did any sprints. Felt good. You know, spent a lot of the majority of the off-season building these hamstrings and fortifying my body. And so getting ready for off-season program and OTAs.
You and me both, Jared. You and me both.
Yeah, I'm sure.
How is this offseason different than before? You signed the contract, you signed a big deal with the Jags and this. Is it any different now that that's all done for you?
Not really. I mean, every year you come into the offseason program and the season and, you know, you want to reestablish yourself regardless of what organization you're playing for, if it's new or old or the same one. You know, you always have to reestablish yourself. And obviously being with a different team and different organization and a whole new cast of characters, you know, you have to do that once again. And I think, you know, a part of me reestablishing myself is making sure I come in shape.
I'm curious, Jared, you've had two or three weeks now since the frenzy of free agency. And I'm sure it's tough with as busy as you are right around the time of your signing to really get a grasp on the team you're joining. You can get a first impression, but have you had a chance in the last couple of weeks to really look at the Jaguars? And what are your feelings now that you've had a chance to sort of digest where you're at?
Well, I mean, that's assuming that I've already digested it. So I'm still in that digesting process. Just because I haven't spent much time other than, you know, the tour of the locker room and of the facilities, and that's what this OTA stuff is all about, is, you know, becoming affiliated with the new characters. And so I think my time working out with the team and obviously being around the guys more and being in the building more, stadium, you know, that's the time you begin to bond and gel with people and, you know, you figure out, you know, where you fit.
And you obviously, when you signed, were very confident that the role that you would play fit you. I assume as you get closer, I assume you feel that way more strongly and are even more excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, the season's a long way off. And I think it's different for me than it is for a rookie because, you know, the rookie is, you know, ready to rumble the first day, whereas the veteran understands that the season is a long way off and these are stepping stones to the season. So I'm excited to get all of it started, but the thing is that I haven't really stopped this offseason. I've been training and I've been traveling, and everywhere I've traveled, I've trained. So it's something that, you know, I, in terms of getting in a state of mind to begin workouts, you know, it's something that I've been doing the whole offseason. So, you know, I'm just more prepared to get involved in shaking guys' hands and getting to know who they are.
Let's go to social media. I know you're a big social media guy, Jared, so we're going to take some questions off Twitter today. At Leo Goody asking, Jared, tell us Jags fans who don't know you too well, what should we expect from you and what do you think about the defense as a whole? Kind of to what we had talked about just a second ago, but how do you describe yourself on the field, Jared?
I'm a passionate player. I like hitting people on the defensive line. I mean, on the offensive line as a defensive lineman. I mean, I'm a guy who likes to know who his role is and likes to do it to the best of his possibility. I mean, the thing about me is that I do get angry a lot. I get angry a lot, and I feel like my anger is very useful on the football field because I always want to do what my job entails. I always want to do a very good job, and I set a high standard for myself, you know, both on and off the field. And so, and I think it carries over onto the field, and I think that's one place where I'm allowed to release that anger. So I like to do that, and I think you'll see a lot of knockback from me in the run game, you know, putting hands on people, using my hands to get off of blocks, and then, you know, forcing a lot of pressure in the in the pass rush. And I think that kind of fits along right along with what the Jags D-line is all about. So, obviously, me getting into the building and watching more film is what I'm going to have to do and in order to get acclimated to the defense and to know the attitude of this defense. I mean, obviously, from the outside looking in for the past couple of years, you've seen that they've been very aggressive and very talented and very very speed orientated, especially I can't get my eyes off Sendarek in terms of watching film, you know. So the thing is that I think many of my attributes and what I bring will fit right in.
Why are you so angry? What makes you so angry?
You know, I wasn't allowed to eat as much McDonald's as a child as I wanted to. And I think that's what it stems from, is my mom always saying no to the Happy Meal.
See, Shadrick was allowed.
I was allowed, obviously. Yeah.
No, I mean it's me wanting to do things right. It's me wanting to know that, you know, it's that I'm doing my job to the best of my ability, and knowing that I'm not leaving anything out there. You know, leaving no regrets, not within, you know, the lines, but my life. And if I'm going to dedicate myself to something, I want to make sure I'm actually dedicating myself to it and doing it right. And so. I guess that's what gets me angry is, you know, when I know that I could have done something better. And, you know, I think a lot of successful people have to be hard on themselves and have to get angry when they fail. But, you know, that doesn't mean that you can't get angry and obviously get up and try again. But, you know, I use it to fuel me.
Jared, you mentioned having been impressed with Sendarek. I guess how much of the defense have you been able to watch on film, and how important, in light of not being able to be with the coaches right now, how important does late April become with these rules that you can't really do anything now?
I haven't watched much film at all. I mean, I've been working out. I've been focused on my body. I think there's not a lacking, but sometimes, you know, as an NFL athlete, you have athletes that don't focus on, you know, working out until it's time to work out. But for me, it's a year-round thing. So I've been focusing on my body, getting things aligned, and like I said, fortifying my joints and my body, and I think that's what this time is for. So the time of watching film is when I step back into that facility and start working out and have extra time, and I'm going to slide into the film room. But the thing is that football translates. Football translates from team to team, organization to organization. And that you're not playing a whole new game, you know, when you switch teams. You know, you're going to get lead weeks. You're going to get, you know, outside press and outside zone. You're going to get pass sets. You know, it's just adjusting to the characters and the different organizations that you're playing with now or against.
Jared, let's finish with this from Twitter, at Kyle Turr, asking, in the spirit of April Fool's Day, what's the best prank you've pulled or had pulled on you? Seem like a prankster?
I'm trying to think. I mean, there's been a lot of pranks that have been pulled, but I know that back at Penn State, some guys have pulled a prank on a teammate that I got to witness, and it was a guy. It was before people knew what catfishing was. So there were some guys on the team that had created a Facebook profile that started hitting up one of their roommates who was also on the team. And started acting like this, you know, really hot girl. And so they said, hey, let's meet up for breakfast. And, like, he said, no, how about dinner? And, you know, he wanted to meet up for dinner, but this girl on the profile said no. And said breakfast and had him coming to breakfast and waiting for her at 5 a.m. For, like, a week straight. And so the girl obviously never showed up. And, like, the third time they did it, you know, they showed up and they obviously had him on camera and they were laughing at him that he was showing up for this fake girl. And it wasn't even April Fool's. So, I mean, it was just a prank in general. And it was kind of cruel. It was kind of mean. But, I mean, I guess you can do that when you're a band of brothers.
You dated her for 3 weeks, didn't you, JP?
Yeah, I know. I know her well. It's funny how that works.
I know. JP, that sounds like somebody JP knows very well. He's inboxing her all the time.
It's right in my wheelhouse, Jared. Great to talk to you, and keep up the good work. We'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, thanks. See
Jared, thank
Jared
you.
Jared Odrick joining us. Of course, join us on radio tomorrow night, Jaguars Thursday, 6 to 7. Tony Buscelli, Jeff Loggeman, and me tomorrow at 6, 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. He's a character.
Yeah, he's looking forward to him in the locker room. And before we sign off, thank you to Don Banks. For people who don't know Don's work, he's not on TV as much as a lot of the national guys, but for somebody who analyzes the league, very, very good, and I thought he was terrific today.
Well done, as always, John. Brian Sexton as well. For everyone involved, this is JP Shadrick. We'll see you next week. Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank.